Former prisoner of war Jessica Lynch is home in West Virginia after months of medical treatment. The 20-year-old Army Private First Class wore the Bronze Star, the Purple Heart, and POW medals at yesterday's homecoming. Thousands of people lined the streets of the small communities where Lynch grew up and went to school. Jeff Young of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
Jessica Lynch's helicopter landed on a softball field in the town of Elizabeth, the field where she once wore her blonde hair tucked under a ball cap, playing softball for Wirt County High School. This time a black beret covered her hair as her brother Greg pushed her wheelchair to a stage in a tent where media had assembled. She smiled nervously at cameras, then made her first public comments since the rescue that made her a public figure.
Hi, thank you for being here. It's great to be home. I would like to say thank you to everyone who hoped and prayed for my safe return. For a long time, I had no idea so many people knew I had been missing. But I read thousands of letters, many of them from children, who offer messages of hope and faith.
Lynch spoke for about 3 minutes, taking no questions from reporters. She thanked community members who had helped renovate her family's house and the medical staff who helped her heal over the past 3 months. And she singled out someone who had helped her through her physical therapy, her boyfriend, Army Sergeant Ruben Contreras.
Ruben, you never let me give up. When I wanted to quit PT, you kept me going. And you're my inspiration, and I love you.
Lynch also thanked the soldiers who carried her from the Iraqi hospital on April 1st, and the Iraqi citizens there, she says, helped save her life. She spoke of her pride in her service with the 507th Maintenance Company and the sadness at the loss of her friends and 11 fellow soldiers killed in the March 23rd ambush.
Most of all, I miss Lori Payestua. She was my best friend. She fought beside me, and it was an honor to have served with her. Lori will always remain in my heart. I've read thousands of stories that said when I was captured, I said, I'm an American soldier too. Those stories were right. Those were my words. I am an American soldier too. So thank you for this welcome, and it's great to be home.
Wirt County has just under 6,000 residents, and most of them, it seemed, stood along County Road 14 to wave and watch as Lynch's motorcade made its way to her home in nearby Palestine. These are the people who held vigil during the days Lynch was missing and erupted in joy on the night of her rescue. They also followed the conflicting accounts of Lynch's capture and the controversy over her rescue, which some dismissed as more show business than military mission. But that controversy doesn't matter much in Wirt County. Gregory Thorne is co-owner of Dick's Market, the grocery store in Elizabeth. Thorne says people here care more about Lynch's recovery than the debate over her rescue.
They are just concerned with Jessica's well-being, both physical and emotional. And I think we're just relieved that she's finally able to come home.
Lynch might not recognize that home. Friends and neighbors donated labor and materials to add rooms and a wheelchair ramp to the simple tin-roofed house. More big changes for a small town and the small town girl who returned home a national hero. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Young in Elizabeth, West Virginia.